Hi, we now have the pleasure of Sergey Melnyk, the interim CEO and chairman of NutriBrand.
Nice to meet everybody. Here we're in the fourth year of being a NASDAQ company. October 1st is going to be our four-year anniversary, and we have significant moves in the arena of FDA filing. We expect it to have done sometime next year. As of June of this year, we have presented a press release that we officially have proven the Aversa technology and the scale-up on the technology itself. So our company is engaged in transdermal technology. Technically, we can move any drug on the patch. And so any drug that on the market today, we will try to put it in the patch. And sorry, can we stop on this? Okay. Our flagship project, the most important one at this point, is Aversa fentanyl. This is a project that we are planning to go on the market next year. The advanced health study was done in 2021 on our project, and is expected to have the revenues in the first year generated anywhere from up to $200 million. If FDA would make it mandatory, the revenues would go up to $800 million. So the most important part of our company is Aversa technology, is Aversa fentanyl patch. On June of this year, we have presented a press release that we have successfully scaled up the production of the product, and we have proven the platform application of our technology to any pain killing patch on the market today. So Aversa incorporates aversive agents to prevent abuse, diversion, misuse, and accidental exposure to drugs with abuse potential. Upon approval of Aversa fentanyl, we expect the FDA will consider requiring all fentanyl patches be abuse deterrent as required for all OxyContin generics back in the past. Our pipeline products includes Aversa, buprenorphine, and Aversa methamphenidate. Again, the advanced health studies are saying that should FDA make it mandatory for everybody to use Aversa technology, the revenues would go to $800 million. We'll also presume here the fact that the doctors will have a chance if we prove the aversive agents work and they are supposed to work, that they will be inclined to prescribe more the product that is safer for the consumer than a generic fentanyl patch that's on the market today that's as easy to abuse as chewing it. Here we have the national drug involved overdose deaths from 1999 to 2020. And you can see a significant increase in the accidental death after 2015. And that when CDC came cracking down on the prescriptions, and they made it significantly more difficult for the doctors to prescribe it. So the simple thing is that whomever needs this life-saving patch cannot just go and use ibuprofen and Tylenol. I mean, they need that. And we believe that a lot is being driven from the accidental misuse of the drug and using something that is not prescribed by the doctor. So that Aversa technology significantly reduces the likelihood of accidental exposure to fentanyl for children and pets also. There are 32 cases of accidental fentanyl exposure have occurred, resulting in 12 deaths and dozens of hospitalizations, mostly involving young children. So this is how our technology works. I mean, you will have on the left a currently available matrix match and the abuse deterrent patch. And you see that the aversive layer that the company has put in and the liquid permeable release liner that at any time they would like to separate the drugs from the pain-killing patch by submerging it in the liquids, the liquid permeable release liner will dissolve and the aversive agents will get into the drug, will make it absolutely unusable and unpleasant to handle. So that's in a nutshell, the technology, I mean, it's a very extensive patent. We have patents in 46 countries at this time, and we expect to have it on the market by FDA approval by the end of next year. We're pleased to announce that our partner in this regard is Scandeva Technologies. Scandeva Manufacturing is one of the largest in the world and one of the most prominent in the world manufacturing of pain-killing patches. So the platform at this point includes Aversa Fentanyl, Aversa Bupropion, Aversa Methamphetamine. So one thing, if our investors were following the company, we saw that we had an FDIC type meeting last week. We're going to be updating the shareholders as soon as we get a written confirmation from about that meeting within the next couple of weeks, we expect. But at this point, I just want to let everybody know that we're on target to have the health studies in the first quarter next year, and to file the FDA submission within the next 6 months after that. So that, in a nutshell, about the company. For more information, you can go to the company website, NutriBand.com, and you can find all the contacts over there, and you can call our office at any time.